Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The throne speech marks the start of a new parliamentary year in Bermuda. On November the 8th, the government will reveal its plans for the coming year that will affect the people of Bermuda. The speech will be live at 10:15 a.m. November the 8th on the government's Facebook and YouTube pages, and they will be available afterwards to re-watch them as well. In other news, coming from Her Excellency the Governor of Bermuda, she says that as the Governor and Commander-in-Chief of the Royal Bermuda Regiment, I am pleased to announce that His Majesty the King has approved the award of the first Operational Service Medal for members of the Royal Bermuda Regiment, end quote. Anyone who served from 15th of September in 1965 and meets the qualifying criteria will be eligible. The Royal Bermuda Regiment will make public the criteria and how to confirm eligibility in due course. Meanwhile, the 2025-2026 registration for the Bermuda Public School System school year will open on Monday, November the 18th, and will close on Friday, November the 22nd. Open house dates are November the 12th at Eastern School Zones, November the 13th at Central School Zones, and November the 14th at Western School Zones. And the time frame for those will be from 9 a.m. to 12 noon for all the schools besides Whitney Institute Middle School that will be at 5:30 p.m. Applications received after Friday the 22nd of November are deemed late and will be processed after all on-time registration forms have been processed. For conditions and additional information, you can visit moed.bm and you can email registration at moed.bm or call 278-3307 with any questions. Furthermore, on November the 7th, there was a serious road traffic collision involving two motorcycles on Blue Hole Hill in Hamilton Parish. The Bermuda Police Service will continue to provide updates about the serious collision. And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda Olympic Association Gender Diversity and Inclusion Committee's weekend celebration of women in sports, inspiring, honoring, and leading the way is amongst us. This landmark weekend will kick off with a special Young Girls Symposium on Friday, November the 8th at 6 p.m. at HSBC Front Street, followed by the prestigious Women in Sports Leadership Awards on Sunday, November the 10th at the Bermuda Underwater Exploration Institute. The Young Girls Symposium aims to encourage girls between the ages of 11 and 17 to embrace sport as part of their lives and stay engaged for the long term. The event will feature a panel of 8 accomplished athletes who will share their unique stories and experiences. This inspiring lineup includes Natasha Trott, football, Caitlin Bob of athletics, Olympian Emma Harvey, aquatics, Olympian Adriana Penroddock of sailing, Paralympian Jessica Lewis of athletics, Olympian Erica Hawley at triathlon, Paralympian Yashe Da Silva Andrade for Bocha, and Jaden Masters for football. Elite cyclist Caitlin Conyers will facilitate the symposium, and attendees will have the opportunity to engage in meaningful discussions with the female elite role models. You can RSVP by email at admin@olympics.bm to reserve a spot. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.